Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 88. Today's topic is, what are you going to do when Social Security runs out? My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you have any concerns about how you will financially survive when Social Security starts to run out. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans to help fix our government and change the direction America's heading. According to Stephen Moore, a highly acclaimed economist, Social Security will be out of reserve funds by 2033. At that time, Social Security payments will be covered only by income from current employees, which is estimated to cover only about 77% of the benefits currently needed. The Social Security Board of Trustees now estimates that based on current laws, that in 2041, the trust funds will be pretty much depleted. The causes for this collapse are too many people retiring in America. That represents 67 million Americans getting monthly Social Security checks at this time. That's over $1 trillion paid out during this year. A reason for the shortfall is when the government has a deficit, they borrow money from the old age trust fund, known to us as Social Security Fund. Another reason for the shortfall is the reserves from the past were loaned to the federal government, on which those funds paid an average of 1.4% interest rate on the Treasury securities. Due to the inflation, the funds are losing value. The government did not steal the money like a lot of Americans think, but they borrowed it at a very cheap rate. But the biggest reason for shortfall is the government's failure to come up with a solution to fix the problem. We have had a deficit in cash flow in America since 2010. Congress hasn't provided any solution. They just keep wasting our money and developing or living within a practical budget. They don't like budgets. They don't want to live within it. They like spending. Politicians don't have enough pressure on them to fix the Social Security system. Congress continues ridiculous spending is not their money. It's yours. When they add to the debt, they are not responsible for paying it back. You and your children are. Members of Congress aren't concerned about the loss of Social Security because they are, for the most part, well-funded for their retirement. Plus, those who want socialism actually want you to become totally dependent on our government. They win, you lose. This is why we need to drain the swamp of all representatives who spend their time playing politics and not working on America's problems. You can pick any date you want, 2033, 2041, but it doesn't really matter because as Social Security's running out, that date's too close. So if you're expecting to have Social Security income, you better help now and work on this problem. So tell your representative to find a solution fast. Your financial future is in jeopardy unless you're able to self-fund your retirement. Currently, 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There is no money left over to fund their retirements. Currently, 3 out of 5 retirees lean on Social Security for at least half of their monthly income. Due to inflation and companies not offering pensions anymore, the American people will need Social Security as we go into the future. It is projected that when the reserves run out, the current workforce will only pay 77% of the needed funds to cover the benefits currently used. Those who need 50% from Social Security to survive will face a pay cut of 12.5%. That they won't be able to survive. If inflation keeps growing, that situation will be worse, which means those who need $2,000, which is the average monthly payout at this time, will only get $1,540. How are they going to live financially? When Social Security started, it was supposed to be a supplemental help retire people survive. In this world, today, it's necessary for Americans. Social Security will not only be needed, but will have to be increased so people can survive. For those on Social Security, they worked most of their lives and gave up around 12% of their gross income to pay into Social Security. The members of our government don't seem to care about protecting Social Security or your financial future. Many in Congress called the money that you receive in Social Security endowment, as if it were a gift to you. Remember, you paid into these funds for 40 or 50 years. So what would you have as a monthly income if you'd have kept that money and invested it at anywhere from 5 to 8%? What kind of income would you have now? I know one thing, it wouldn't be running out. Our government borrowed your money for a lot of other purposes. Without creativity, as Congress often sees the world, there are only four ways to fix Social Security. All of these will be harmful to future retirees. Some will be harmful for current retirees. One is to raise payroll taxes. Two is to lower the benefits. Three is setting up a higher retirement age. Four is a combination of the above three. Social Security will spend more than it takes in. Here are my ideas for covering the deficit without cutting benefits, adding years before people can retire, or adding to the national debt. One, open our gas and oil reserves and use the money to pay off the $34 trillion in debt that we have. Then use that interest money to fund Social Security. Two, set funding goals to protect future retirees. We need to operate from purpose and plans, not just wait and kick the can down the street. Invest the money our government pays in interest on not a reasonable rate of return and build Social Security funding. Stop our government spending without public input, transparency, responsibility, and accountability so the voters have a say in where the money is going. Five, force Congress to work within a practical budget. Shift some allocated expenses to fund the Social Security from other programs. Six, go into single issue bills only and stop the pork trading and the payback favors for people that help them get elected. There's always waste and or local enjoyment from funds that should be used for all Americans. And seven, get voters involved with influence enough to force spending cuts to all programs. All federal programs could handle a 10 to 15% cut. Then start to vote with power by staying informed and involved through our communication system that keeps the influence on our government in the hands of the people. If you have interest in a tool to drain the Washington swamp, fix Social Security forever, please visit votewithpower.org. That's votewithpower.org. Listen to the podcast and join the Civil War of 24, the movement that will save democracy in America. Become part of the solution to smash the power of politics over the power of people. Save your children's future. Thank you for listening.